USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Buried on page 305 of the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 is a provision that awards federal employees with kids as much as $21,000 for each household to stay home. The Emergency Federal Employees Leave Fund provision includes $570 million for government employees only. The bill ignored the same provisions for you and me. The FDA stated Wednesday that Johnson & Johnson's single-dose vaccine prevents COVID-19 and that the FDA will make a final authorization decision soon. Johnson & Johnson has an ongoing study of 44,000 patients in South Africa, the United States, and Brazil. There were 7 deaths recorded among patients receiving a placebo and 0 among those who got the vaccine. Last July, the USS Bonhomme Richard was damaged at a naval base in San Diego, California. Instead of spending $30 million in repairs, some lawmakers are asking to sink the ship off the Florida coast to create an artificial reef. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
One day, technology will allow us to use renewable energies 100% of the time. Unfortunately, we're not there yet. From the Phoenix Radio News Bureau, Tim Berg has more.
Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says renewable energy is not the solution to the state's power problems.
Even though I work with the governor and the speaker, we're all in this together. I'm personally taking this on my back as the president of the Senate, where the legislation will, as well as the House, come through. Well, no nonsense, no excuses. We got to fix this.
Patrick, speaking there on Fox News, he also reminded everyone that it was natural gas, nuclear, and coal that got the power running again in Texas.
The cold has killed the young and the old. It has claimed lives from southern Texas to northern Ohio. Texans are well-versed in hurricanes and heat waves, but snowstorms and frigid temperatures are quite rare. Authorities say at least 58 people died in last week's storms. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The power in Texas failed miserably during last week's deadly Arctic blast. When people needed the power most, it was not there. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, Val Dior reports.
We're beginning to get to the bottom of how it was possible that millions of Texans went without heat for days while temperatures stayed below freezing. We now know that some of the very people who call the shots on Texas's power do not even live here in the state. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas, or ERCOT, held an emergency board meeting on Wednesday and confirmed that 5 board members have resigned, effective immediately. 4 during the meeting, the 5th had separately submitted her resignation prior to. All 5 members maintain out-of-state addresses. Texas Governor Greg Abbott welcomed their resignations and confirmed that the state will continue to investigate.
At least 58 people died in Texas due to the winter storms last week. Major League Baseball spring training starts Sunday. Some of the games include the Blue Jays and Yankees in Tampa, Florida, the Nationals and Cardinals in Jupiter, Florida, and the Marlins and Astros in West Palm Beach, Florida. In the West, the Reds and the Indians in Goodyear, Arizona, Dodgers and A's in Mesa, Arizona, and the Brewers and White Sox in Glendale, Arizona. Regular season starts April 1st. NASCAR racing this weekend from Miami, Florida. On Saturday, the Xfinity Series Contender Boats 250 will start at 4:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday, inspections start at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. Then it's the Dixie Vodka 400 at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox and Motor Racing Network. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.